months because I have two jobs supporting our entire family. You just gonna give me one day, just one day, I ask you, one day. And you just gonna do that. You had to make this. You know what? I would go ahead and file a police report on you for you filing a false police report. That's what I would do. Welcome to Serving It Hot Quick Sips Edition, where I serve up piping hot takes and spicy laughs. I'm your solo host, Bree, and I'm ready to bring the heat. The first segment we're going to start with is Fun Fact of the Week. So the fun fact of this week is, it was once considered sacrilegious to use a fork. Now, sacrilegious means extremely disrespectful towards something considered sacred. So let's think about this for a minute. Once upon a time, it was disrespectful to use a fork. Now, I'm pretty sure each and every single one of us use a fork at some time throughout the day. And I mean, look at me. I just went to Wingstop yesterday, no judgment, and I used a fork for my chicken wings. Yes, I said it, for my chicken wings. Now, my kids call it bougie, but I don't know. It's just a weird thing that I have been doing for a very long time. So for it to be considered disrespectful to use a fork back in the day, I don't know how people survived. So I'm thankful somebody used their brain, somebody used common sense and decided to get rid of this. So yes to fork, no to it being disrespectful. Let's move on. Now, this segment I'd like to call Rapid Fire Review. And boy, oh boy, today I got two TV shows that I am recommending that you, as soon as you finish this podcast, go ahead and watch it ASAP. So they're both on Tubi, which is a free app, so you don't have to pay anything. The first one is called The first one is called The Dirty D, and the second one is called Pressure. Now, they're both directed by Lisa Brown, who owns Plush Productions. Now, let's get into this Dirty D. So if you guys have watched Power on Stars, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people did, it is technically Power, but it's like a downgrade of Power. It's all about sex, drugs, power, and money. And let me tell you, both these TV shows, you're going to be questioning why you're watching it. But at the same time, you're not going to be able to stop watching it, if that makes sense. It's so bad that it's so good. So go ahead and watch The Dirty D. I think they have two seasons. They're probably working on a third one. So go ahead and watch it. The second one is called Pressure, and it's starring one of the actors who was in The Dirty D called Boom. Now, Pressure, in my eyes, is like The Bachelor. Now, have I watched The Bachelor? Absolutely not. But this, the vibes that it was given. So Boom from The Dirty D, he's using, I believe is his real name, Diesel, on Pressure. And there are five ladies who are basically trying to become his main female. Now, for this TV show, it's only 3 episodes, okay? So you could get through it. Now, they're supposed to be doing different challenges, but as far as I remember, I only saw one specific challenge that the ladies did. I don't know if they did the others off camera or what. Like I said before, you're going to be questioning why you're watching this, but just bear with me. So, in the end, the main guy, Diesel, he picked his winner. And when I tell you, you would think that would be the end of it. No, 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 no. They just kept the cameras rolling. And the females who didn't win, they had a lot to say. But both these TV shows are just very entertaining. So I highly suggest go ahead, download Tubi. Like I said before, it's free. And you could watch these TV shows. And they have a lot more movies and TV shows that you can watch on Tubi. I'm hoping they don't start charging for us to start watching movies and TV shows on here, because when I tell you it's a lot of great things on here, it's a lot of great things. So Tubi, this is a plea from Brie. Do not start charging us for your app. Please and thank you. So this next segment, we will call it Hot Topic. Now, if you guys want to ask me any questions, you could do so by sending me an email to servingithotpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're listening to this on YouTube, you could just go ahead and comment your question down below and I will answer it for you on this podcast. But for today, we're taking a question from Six Brown Chicks. So the question is, I work two jobs to support our family. I told my husband that I was taking a weekend off for myself. I gave him my itinerary. He knew where I was and what I would be doing. Eat, spa, massage, sleep. I shut the phone off, chilled in a hotel room, had a long hot shower, and I slept for hours. My husband reported me missing to other family members and told my sister to come babysit our kids while he filed a police report and went out to look for me. He didn't do any of that. He just wanted a babysitter. Everyone was on edge and worried sick. There was a missing Facebook post floating around. He knew where I was. He pulled a disappearing act and left my sister with our kids for a full day. He won't tell me where he went. He also unnecessarily worried my family and friends. Why won't he respect my need for self-care? What to do? All right, let's take a moment to digest this entire story and her questions. Now, speaking from my perspective, this is my perspective. You out there probably have your own perspective, but this is mine. First of all, you know exactly what you were doing. Like, really, I'm pretty sure some part of your brain had this plan. The moment I told you where I'm going and what I'm going to do, you were like, okay, this is my chance to get away and do whatever it is that you had to do. So you're going to go ahead and file a police report that I'm missing when you damn well know where I am, have my friends, my family upset, and then have my sister come and watch our kids because you have to go look for me, but you know where I am. I call total BS on that. Are you cheating? Do you have a side chick? Because that's the only reason that I could think that you would do this. Like, you would go to that extreme. That's the only reason that I could think about. It can't be anything else. You went through all this when you know that I was just at a hotel, just having self-care, tending to my needs for wants, because I have two jobs supporting our entire family. You just gonna give me one day, just one day, I ask you. One day. And you just couldn't do that. You had to make this. You know what? I would go ahead and file a police report on you for you filing a false police report. That's what I would do. That is exactly what I would do. Forget all the mess I just said in the beginning. That's what I would do. I would file a police report on you for filing a false police report. And I would show them the receipts. Like, here. This is exactly what I text them, where I would be and what I would be doing. That's it. So men, this is not for all men, but there are just some men out there you got to do better. You got to do better. If you want to go ahead and have a side chick, then leave your family. Be upfront and leave your family, and then go ahead and have your side chick. Don't string anybody along. It's not worth it. Okay? So that is my answer to this question. If you guys want to go ahead and answer it, please do, by all means. And now for our last segment of this podcast is our rapid fire rants. And for this week, we're going to be talking about pet peeves. So what are some of your pet peeves that you have? If you have any and you want to share it, like I said before, go ahead and email me at servingithotpodcast@gmail.com or under the video on YouTube. So I have one very specific pet peeve that I want to share with you guys today, and it is leaving empty containers in the refrigerator. And I am talking about whether it be milk, orange juice, or food. Now, my son specifically does this a lot. When it comes to the milk, orange juice, or even food, he will leave a tiny, tiny bit in there. Like, the amount of orange juice that he will leave in the container couldn't even quench my thirst. It wouldn't even wet my tongue. But he leave it in there because because he's lazy, he don't want to throw it in the trash. Or he feels bad that he's finishing it. So in his eyes, he's going to leave a little bit in there. But that works my nerve. I keep telling him, just drink it all. Because who else is going to drink that little bit? Nobody. So drink it all, throw it in the trash. It's not that hard. Okay? It is not that hard. Nothing makes me more angry than opening the fridge and I see the orange juice container there, but I can't see how much is in there from where we have it. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have some orange juice. Lift the container up and see the amount that's in there. Nothing drives me more insane. Okay, so if your family members do that, I know that you could feel my pain. But that is my pet peeve of the day. So stop leaving your empty containers in the refrigerator, people. Stop doing it. We don't like it. Okay? All right. Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's Quick Sips edition of Serving It Hot. Thanks for joining me for this whirlwind of laughter and spice. Don't forget to hit that follow button and spread the word to your fellow spice besties. Until next time, keep it hot and stay sizzlin'.